Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Merritt Reyneau. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The first baseman, Duke Carmel. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting eighth. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Cisco. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock strikes out. 1 out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carmel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burton for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cisco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carmel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snider hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Merritt Reyneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Reyneau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Hicks. The throw from Bertel and he is out, Hubs applying the tag. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bertel strikes out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cisco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carmel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carmel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Burton is 0 for 1 in the game. Burton strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Merritt Raynou is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Raynou is 0 for 1 in the game. Raynou hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hubs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubs hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cisco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hicks takes first base on ball 4. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman is hit by the pitch. Galen Sisco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Coleman. The throw from Vertel and he is out, Rogers applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Sisco fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogers moves to second. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rogers moves to third. 2 outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burton is 0-for-2 in the game. Burton takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Galen Sisco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sisco is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burton who is chasing the ball. Hickman reaches third base with a triple. Burton throws the ball into Burtell who tags Hickman trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Duke Carmel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carmel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carmel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carmel moves to third. Duke Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field. Thomas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Thomas. Santo moves to second. Merritt Reyneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman throws to second, with Moran covering, and has Santo trapped. There's the throw to Hickman who tags Santo for the out. 1 out. Merritt Reyneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reyneau is 0-for-2 in the game. Renu hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carmel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Renu for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Hubbs. The throw from Coleman and he is out, Hunt applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Hicks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hicks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hicks takes first base on ball 4. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Rogers. The throw from Coleman and he is out, Hunt applying the tag. 2 outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco is 0 for 2 in the game. Cisco hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Carmel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carmel takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carmel moves to second. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merritt Renu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Renu is 0-for-3 in the game. Renu takes first base on ball 4. Santo moves to second. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Ken Hubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Santo scores. Renu scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hicks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Renu scoops it up and throws to first, with Jackson covering, for the out. 2 outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moran takes first base on ball 4. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Moran moves to second. Tim Harkness pinch hits for Larry Bearnerth. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.